Joining us today is J.J. Brost, the science officer for the Tucson Bureau of the National Weather Service. We're talking about the winter storm that came through on Sunday and Monday. And it's currently Monday afternoon, still some snow flurries and rain showers in the Tucson area. J.J., when's this storm going to leave us behind?
Well, there's still a little bit of energy left in the atmosphere. This low-pressure system still kind of over the top of us, moving off to the east. So we could see off and on, certainly cloudy conditions, intermittent light rain, maybe another flake or two through maybe 3-4 this afternoon, probably wrapping up shortly thereafter. And I think certainly by this evening we'll be clearing out, may even see our clouds dissipate overnight. And if that happens, we got a real chance to get pretty chilly when the clouds clear out and the winds calm down after these low-pressure systems. We can get pretty cold. So certainly freezing temperatures are definitely possible in Tucson overnight tonight. If you have, you know, unprotected plants or anything like that outside, might be a good time to bring them in. And hopefully this will be the last time you have to do it this year.
And there were some pretty good snows up on Mount Lemmon, I guess, too.
There were, yes. The last report we had was around 5 to 6 inches up in Mount Lemmon, but it could have been a little bit more than that because we got that report a few hours ago.
What about rainfall totals here in town?
The Tucson area had about 0.3 inches in the last 24 hours. So not a whole lot, but certainly a welcomed amount. That was at the airport. I know other parts of Tucson had a little bit more than that.
Now, travelers to the high country have to be particularly aware in northern Arizona there's a rare avalanche warning, something you usually equate with Colorado or Montana, an avalanche warning in Arizona.
Exactly. That was really fascinating. In fact, I had to do a little bit of research because it is so rare, we don't see it very often. And in fact, what happened is the Coconino County officials actually issued the avalanche warning. Sometimes the Weather Service does coordinate with entities that do avalanche forecasting, and we put out a joint warning. But since it's so rare in Arizona, we don't actually have an avalanche forecasting entity. So this was actually done by the Coconino County officials, and the reason it's fairly rare is because you have to have really good conditions for avalanches. And typically what you like to see is a layer of ice on the ground, which would happen in this case because we had all that snow during the winter months, December and even in January. And then it hasn't snowed or rained much since then, so it's melted a little bit and then refrozen overnight and melted and refrozen. Then when you have a big snow event like this, and that just sits on that layer of ice, and then it really is prime conditions for an avalanche because it just slides down the mountain on that layer of ice. And that's kind of rare for our area, and like I said, it's one of the first times I've ever seen it issued. I know they had one back maybe 10 years ago or so. So interesting event. Be very careful and if you're going up to go skiing this weekend for sure.
Now, J.J., this cold snap won't last very long. In fact, it'll leave us almost as suddenly as it arrived.
Right. We're going to be bouncing up into the 80s before you know it. Matter of fact, I would think by Wednesday we'll be back in the 70s, maybe low 70s. But then Thursday, Friday, we're going to be touching 80 again and warm at least through Saturday. So it's one of those quick spring events that comes in with a storm, and you get a bunch of cold air and a little bit of the frozen stuff, and then within a few days, we're back up into balmy, beautiful springtime Arizona conditions.
Well, March is usually schizophrenic for a lot of places.
So. Absolutely.
Thanks, J.J. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
J.J. Brost is the science officer at the National Weather Service's Tucson Bureau. I'm Mark Dugan, Arizona Public Media.